Cabrio high-efficiency top-load washers and dryers. Get the pair for $998. Plus, get an additional 5% off every day when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card or any Lowe's business credit account. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 11/21. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
At Brunswick Zone XL in St. Peter's, get a free $10 game card with meals in Striker's Bar and Grill, Sunday through Friday. More at BrunswickZone.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side.
There's a real strong bass line. Let's doom 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 doom.
With those blues on.
For bass players, that's got to be, you know, boom, orgasmic.
I'm not afraid.
You sing it, Willie.
This rover.
Here's a quarter. Could you, like, buy me one of those, you know, those things you put in your thing when you, you know, got your
sure
thing?
Sure. I'll give you one. Yeah.
I got plenty of those. Give me one of mine.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Yeah, go ahead. Base it up, Dan. Go ahead.
Gold dust at my feet.
Yeah, you know, I could see Dan on stage ruining Willie's concert by, you know,
improvising.
Yeah, over improvising.
They call those runs, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To all the girls I've loved before.
Yeah, I've had the bass runs before on stage.
Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. 47 degrees, 28 degrees last night. The cold is here, and it's going to get worse. And the reason I mention it is I'm going to give you time to call. We have a room, one room, for whatever couple wants it to go to the Dominican Republic. I talked to Julie, our travel agent extraordinaire, this morning. And for the probably the last time, I will give you the details now. At this late date, I think in short order, you're going to have to, you know, write the check for the whole amount, $1,729 per person. But one last time, and then that's it. We're done. But you may want to call Julie. Let me first give you her number. It's 314-432-6020. And I don't know how to what to tell you to do if you're in the car and you can't remember. I just call it from the car if you want to. 314-432-6020. That's Great Southern Travel. Dominican Republic, Punta Cana, January 22nd. It's a Saturday. We've done this 13 times, 13 years. There is, because of the economy, for the first time ever, previous times I would say, well, we may not have a trip next year. It was because of uncertainty about the future of the show and a couple of things that were happening. This time, I can tell you that it's more of a reality than ever before that there may not be a trip next year, because Julie and I have talked about this, and this year was just strange. You know, we have our group, but unlike in years past where it was just boom, done, and an overage of people waiting for somebody to drop out, we can kind of see the signs that, you know, it's very possible we may not have another trip. So yeah, well, I know you're sad, you go for nothing.
What?
But that's a possibility, not necessarily a certainty. So I guess if, you know, you want to be a part of this, and it's not in any way a sales pitch, it's just one room. I mean, we're good to go. But if you want to go with us, call Julie. She can give you all the details. It's the Ocean Blue Resort, if you want to pull that up and take a look at it on computer. It's an all-inclusive resort. The whole trip is all-inclusive. And unlike some things that are not really all-inclusive, they claim to be, and then you find out later you have all these never mentioned fees and taxes, and you go to check out and you have to leave this amount. None of that. There's none of that. And even though they say you don't even need to tip, I just think it's a decent thing to do. If somebody gives you good service, you give them a couple of bucks. So you take $100 for that, and you'll be fine.
Now, this resort does have a casino on it, so that's not all-inclusive. You have to bring some money for that.
Well, of course it's not. They're not going to give you money to play at the casino. Yeah, it has a casino. Well, I think anybody who doesn't travel with some cash is crazy.
It's a neat casino.
Yeah, I mean, who would go on a trip with no money?
Yeah.
Even though you don't need it. If you don't gamble, and it's a tiny casino.
Uh-huh.
But if you don't gamble, then you don't need money for that. You certainly don't need money to eat or drink. You can drink as much, you know, as you... Wow, we need to get a hold of Gary Pinkel. Maybe he'd like to go with us on this thing.
Oh, man.
What do you mean, oh, man? What do you mean, like that's something horrible
to
say?
To get away, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. Football's a high-pressure sport. So you can eat, you can drink, and you can do all the things that are already provided there. But, yeah, if you want to take excursions or anything that's not part of the package, you certainly need a credit card or cash or something. But it really is truly all-inclusive. If you never spend a dollar, you're going to have a great, great time. And there's no itinerary. There's no schedule. Eat when you want, sleep when you want, read when you want, have sex when you want.
What?
Well, I didn't exactly get that. So when I wanted, you know, or with whoever I wanted, but you get the idea. It's so free and easy the week that goes by, and it goes by fast, and it's always the same. The first 2 days, and I bet you guys will agree with me, the first 2 days you sit there going,
oh, yeah.
We got a whole week here. And about the third day, as you roll into the fourth day, gone.
Yeah.
It just goes, and the next thing you know, you're looking at the day before the day you leave. You know, here it's Friday, we leave tomorrow. What happened? Where'd the week go? It's always that way. But it's a great time, and it's a great bunch of people, and a great time to go there because it is going to be really miserably cold. So I don't know what else to tell you. We'd love to have you go with us if you're new or you've been before. What I hope won't be the last, but this economy is not better. I don't see that it's getting better. I don't care what spin anybody puts on it. I'm not brilliant about money, or I'm not an economist, but I'm not stupid. And I see a long, long way back and a long road to recovery before. I know for a fact there are three or four couples who could not go with us this year, who've traveled before, simply because of something that happened months ago with the stock market. There was a day when there was this huge dip in the market, and they took that as a sign that, uh-oh, we're headed for more stock market horror, and they said, we can't risk it, we can't afford, because their retirement, literally their income month to month, is determined by what the stock market does. So I get that. And I get that not everybody can go. I wish everybody could, you know. If I had $500 million, we'd just load up about three planes with our favorite people, and we'd all go. I will tell you that Mr. and Mrs. John Landoff will be joining us, as will Mr. and Mrs. Tom Price. I think probably one of the great surprises last year was how much fun it was to be around Tom Price and his wife, a guy who... You know, he's been in the kitchen and bathroom remodeling business for 30-something years, and not once would you ever have known he was an advertiser. There was no solicitation. But he was just another one of us and just another traveler, and just like all the other people that went with us, and the same is going to be true with John Landoff. If he wants to bring the duck call, fine, bring the duck call. But John and Mimi are going with us this year, so we have a couple of our advertisers that you can, you know, thank as you sit and sip, what's that, mudslides or whatever, by the pool for making
Miami
the show
Vice
possible. They're going to have a great time. I think Tom was stunned at what a good time he had last year. And when it was over, he said, put me down already for next year. Put us down for the trip next year, wherever it is we want to go. He loved the listeners. They loved him, and you're gonna love the listeners too. It's just over 13 years, we've managed to sort of sift out the ones that really didn't fit in because they were obnoxious or they drank way too much or whatever the reason was, or maybe there was a case of a young man who slept with his mother. I'm not making that up. I'm not making that up.
Well, don't make it gross, though. I mean, we don't know if anything happened. They were
we
in the same bed together.
We know they were in the bed, right, sleeping in the same bed together.
Yeah. Other than that, we're not sure what
we
happened.
We put an end to that.
We think he owned the Bates
We made a list. We made a list. Here are the kinds of people we don't want. Guys who sleep with their mothers. That was on the list.
Oh, man.
Guys who are so drunk that they never make it to bed one night. And I'm not making this up. We had a guy on one of our trips. It's the only, and I don't even say
this
word.
I don't
even want to say the word. Because if you say the word, then it starts again. And everybody thinks we go on cruises. We've only been on one cruise. One. And this guy never made it to bed a single night. His cabin steward never turned the covers down or made the bed because he collapsed
wherever
every night before he made it to his room and just slept there.
But it was like Weekend at Bernie's. Remember?
Well, he wasn't. I don't even know if he knows he went with us.
No, I don't think
he
does.
Drunk all the time. So we sort of have eliminated all those people, and now we're down to the heart of the audience, the people that truly represent AM and the PMers. And that's not to say they don't have a good time, because they do. And I, on the last trip in the lobby with Brian, I, for the first time, sat down and played Texas Hold'em. And I really enjoyed it. Yeah, we had our own cash with us, and it wasn't a big game. You know, I think the most anybody lost was $15, $18. And if I remember, Peon cheated and won.
Yeah, he did.
Won almost every game there was in the lobby. And we're going to dig into that this year and make sure that doesn't happen again.
But that was our
Something
own little
funny
group.
Funny going on there.
Cheated.
We set up our own little group. But
yeah,
no.
We just got a bunch of guys that, who wants to play Texas Hold'em? And we took a table in the lobby and we had cards and, you know, shuffle them.
Bunch
That's
of
my
fresh
sound effect
fish
of shuffling. You want to hear it again?
And remember, Peon, they have chips and everything at the front desk.
Yeah, you rent them. You check them out like you do billiard balls at a pool hall.
Peon took the chips back to his room and locked them
that
up in his
room.
That
says something.
And people were coming by, other people at the resort that weren't in our group that wanted to play cards.
Well, let's talk about this. Peon almost went to jail. He almost went to Mexican jail.
I was told that
last year. Let me talk.
Till
last year we were in. Don't talk. Your attorney has not asked for you to be able to speak. Last year we were in Mexico, and Peon, you know how people hold a lounge chair by the pool with a towel and they never use it? They just hold it with a book and a towel. That's what he did with the poker chips. He takes the poker chips, he checks them out. You're supposed to play poker and turn them back in. Now, he takes them to his room all night so nobody else can have them. So the next day, he has the poker chips and doesn't have to worry about somebody checking them out. And I think they only had, you know, two sets of poker chips.
No, well, it was one set.
Oh, well, even worse.
And the resort had a tournament scheduled for the next morning. Yeah. They all showed up and there were no poker chips.
Yeah. Boy, aren't you proud?
Well,
yeah. He seems
proud. They had a resort poker tournament. Couldn't play.
It wasn't our people, so I didn't care.
Somebody had the chips, or they were stolen. Nah, they were in Peon's room. Yeah, they were in Peon's room.
But this resort that we're going to, in my mind, is the best one we've ever been.
Well, that's what most people say, and it is. So, Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, January 22nd. That's a Saturday. We come back the following Saturday. You show up at Lambert, and by the time you have cut your checks to the travel agency, you've already paid for everything. You don't. And I discovered, Peon's a bartender. I'm not much of a drinker. So it gives me an opportunity once a year to get hip as to what the, you know, the drinks are. This, you know, mudslide sounds terrible, but it's good. And
how about a dirty banana?
Dirty banana, Miami Vice, dirty monkey, is that one?
Yeah.
What's the other multicolored, like pink, blue, red? There are a couple of those. But it's fun. It's fun, and it's just a good bunch of people. So I hope you can join us. Julie's number again, 314-432-6020. Trust me, going to be cold, going to be miserable. You wish you had done this. Burke segment, anybody?
I have one thing.
You have two things.
Yeah.
Two nice things.
Thank you.
Yeah. What do you have?
This is the first year in 23 years that I won't see my son on his birthday.
Oh. When's his birthday?
Today.
Oh, today?
And why is that?
Because he's at Marine boot camp.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, you think they're celebrating his birthday today?
For I don't think he went.
You think he went to the drill instructor and said,
Could I
have off to go home and see my mommy? It's my birthday today. Man, he'd have been digging trenches and kitchen KP for a month.
I sent a box with granola bars and some fruit crisp jobbers in there.
Oh, you know, I wanted more than anything was
they
granola
can only
bars.
Have, they can only have healthy snacks, and you have to send enough for everybody. So
oh, since when?
There was 80 granola bars.
Wait a minute, hold on. When did they start this that you can't send them cookies and stuff? When did that happen?
I don't know, but according to other people, according to other people, their kids didn't even get anything. He just happens to have a nice drill instructor or something that's allowing them to get packages, whereas some of the other platoons, nothing.
And she said you have to send it for everybody then. You can't just send something to him. You have to send enough
there's 78
to the whole,
guys in there. So
the whole group.
There's 80 granola bars and 40 of the other things. He said they could break them in half.
Yeah, here we go again. You know, let's make sure that everybody gets everything. I mean, I think that's nice, that's fine, but if 10 moms did that, you got 10 times 78. Holy cow, you had a lot of food. And nobody wants a granola bar. When you open up a box and you're in a boot camp, or basic training, you tear into it hoping there's some big fat chocolate chip cookies and some stuff in there you can't get where you are. You don't want to grill.
Not anymore. But, you know, he wrote me a letter, and he's like, pizza and a beer and some tender loving care or something like that, a woman's tender touch. He sent one to his dad, and it said some beer, some pizza, and the P word.
Oh, that's what he misses. The
yeah,
that
I get
that
woman's tender touch. His dad gets what he really wants.
What do you really want?
I don't get it. What is the P word?
I don't know.
Well, why don't you say it? You're the one that said BJ on the air.
Prince.
don't do it. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
Vagina.
Oh, my. Wow. That's the P word?
That starts with a V.
Yeah.
It's
correct.
Like that movie with Antonio Banderas.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
You know, you could combine the two and create a word. Pagina.
Sounds like pajamas.
It does. Yeah. Our word in our house is Bugani. That's our code word.
Your code word?
Yeah, Bugani. Well, it has been since we've been married is Bugani.
How do you bring up Bugani? Like, how do you talk
I'll tell you. Because if we say, like, oh, I know what he's after, he just wants some Bugani. If you see a guy, he's opening the door, and you can tell they're all mushy.
Oh, that's so
well, he's
cute,
just trying to get some Bugani. So Bugani has, for as long as we've been married, since before we were married, that's been the word for, you know, that thing.
You guys also named your parts, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Oscar and Scarlet.
Scarlet!
Oh, Scarlet was the one.
Oh.
Well, that's where it came from.
Oh.
Oscar and Scarlet. Oh, my goodness.
Frankly, but Bugani, we had friends before we got married. We had these friends, and they had a little girl. She was our flower girl at our horrible, disastrous, ridiculous, pathetic wedding, which I would never go through again. It was no air conditioning and hot and cheap and in a basement of a church. It was terrible. But the flower girl was 3 or something, and she heard her mother on the phone talking to another woman about something medical, and I guess she'd been to the doctor, and she used the V word, and this little girl says, "Mommy, what's your Bugani?" She couldn't say, but it came out Bugani, and then she pointed down and says, "Is this my Bugani?" And she said, "Yeah." So when she told us that story, my wife and I looked at each other. It was just sort of like locked in forever. That's our word.
Always.
Bugani.
So you'd come home and go, "Hey, honey, Bugani?
Got some Bugani."
Yeah. It sounds like an Italian dish.
I'm hungry for a big plate of Bugani.
Yeah. I hope they serve Bugani on this trip that we're going on.
Well, I know they won't because I'll be with her.
So
that's not going to be part of the all-inclusive thing. I know, Tina, from the sound of your voice, you feel bad for
she's
me.
She's disappointed, yeah.
And like, you should. That's... You should, and you should try to do something about it.
Oh.
If I sound sad today, who wouldn't be? Tomorrow is Regis's last day.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But he was gone already.
No, tomorrow's officially the last day.
Did they decide a replacement yet?
Who cares?
Permanent?
I think a couple of people are doing
it. We heard it was
Dan Carvey. I've never watched Regis and Kelly. You know, I've seen it for 3 minutes, but I don't know or care about a replacement. But I am interested in the career of Regis Philbin. When we come back, I pulled up some stuff because there's one part of his unbelievable career. This guy's had more jobs and more failures, but he came from money. So it didn't really matter. He could bounce around and be unemployed and get fired and have things not work. And he never really, really hit it till Regis and Kathy Lee. And then, of course, Millionaire came along and boom. But prior to that, this guy couldn't buy an audience. And, I mean, he's had shows in cities, local shows all over the place. But there was one thing that I remembered about his career that most people don't remember. And we'll get to that, and we'll talk about it after we...
Hey, I have something for the Burke segment.
Well, I'd love to hear it.
I took my son out last night, Tyler, and we went to an open mic at a Kirkwood establishment. And
you
we
are
were
watching the phone in case our call
yes,
comes.
Yes, I am. Okay. And we were playing music. My son Tyler's a pretty good guitar player. So we were playing music, and this girl came up to me, and she had met me a couple months ago, and her name was Sally. So everybody started calling her Mustang Sally. So I was talking to her for a little while, and she said that her entire family listens to our show, and on Thanksgiving, they'll all get together, and they'll talk about what we've talked about during the past couple weeks or past couple months.
That's sad.
And they'll tell jokes and But she said that their whole family's AM and the PM, and it's just a big, old, happy AM and the PM family.
Well, that's good news for us, but what a sad existence that, family get-together for Thanksgiving revolves around this crap.
Boring.
No kidding.
So man, hi to Sally.
You know, if you're a boyfriend or girlfriend and you're thinking about, you know, getting married and becoming part of this family, one holiday of that would drive you away.
Yeah.
No thanks. I'm going to be around you people.
What are you people talking about?
Your life revolves around that show. We're waiting on a phone call that hasn't come in. So, what I think I'll do is move along. And we were supposed to talk to my dentist of 38 years, Dr. Watanabe, today. And I gave him the number and said call 3:30. It didn't happen. Maybe he's in the middle of an extraction or some kind of dental emergency. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about security. We're going to talk about home security and commercial business security and Hackett security. Now, Tina, do you have a security system?
Yes.
Good for you. Pion?
No.
You don't care about your wife, do you, or her safety, do
no.
you?
No.
Well, that's a good, quick, honest answer. And if you don't, that's one of the best things you can do is not have a security system. If you want her to be vulnerable and somebody decides to break in and she's home and you want them to whisk her away and take her off to Canada or something, that's a good way to help make that happen.
Well, she's like the first line of defense.
Does Hackett sell like dummy ones where I could tell her I bought one and just put it in, it's just like an empty shell where she thinks we have one?
Wow.
And then so she'd be more secure.
They have
just
some
inside.
That are
all
even,
sense of security.
That, I bet Hackett has the kind that you can, I think it also does. Fire, we'll call the fire department and the police department.
I have that. I mean, you look.
Well, we're renting a house, too, so it's not really something you can install by yourself.
Well, no, they'll do it. No, they'll do it.
No, I mean, not to personally myself, but
you have to go through the
landlord.
You know the average cost of a really decent home security system from Hackett? People think, well, that's $4,000, $5,000. $700. That's the average for a really, you know, beyond just satisfactory, more than adequate system for most houses is $700. Think of it as like a cell phone. The Hey, Dan, could you ask the doctor, since he's a little bit late, if you could call him back?
Yes.
In a few minutes?
Okay. We were just talking about that.
Great. Think of it like a cell phone. The phones are not expensive. Sometimes they're free. It's the service that you pay for. And Hackett Security, you're going to pay them for monitoring system. Because when he gets in there, you want the police there really quickly. And you want to make sure that if you're not in the position to call them, maybe somebody's holding you at gunpoint, the alarm triggered, boom, calls them. Somebody else will call them. That's what you're paying for. And you're paying a very reasonable price for that, well under $1 a day for that. And they do lots of commercial. Here, in the St. Louis area, Hackett Security is the security company and monitors over 8,000 homes and businesses. Ooh. How about that number? Over 8,000 are with Hackett Security. Average about $700 for the equipment. And I will just tell you that when you come home and you're ready to settle in for the night and you hit, in my case, it's two buttons, doop, doop, and it bing, and it shows secured, set. It's a great feeling. Sometimes there are situations where it'll trip and you didn't mean for it to. Sometimes you do it yourself. In the early days, I would do that. I set the thing off, get an immediate call. Everything okay? Yes, it was me. Nobody's here. And then they want to hear the password or the passcode. And if you can't say it, the police are, boom, on the way and at the door. The other thing you need to know is that there was a time when all these security systems relied on landline telephones to make that connection and that call to Hackett Security. If you don't have a landline, it doesn't matter. It's all done by cellular now if you want it to. That's an option that a lot of people are going with. And think about it, there's one great advantage to that. And I don't want to scare people too much, but I want to scare you a little bit. In the event that somebody got around your house and decided they want to cut your phone lines, they do that, you're screwed the old way. But with the cellular system now, there's not a line to cut. And even if they did, it wouldn't matter because the security system triggers and then is called on a cellular number to boom to Hackett, and they can't intervene or interfere with that. It's a wonderful feeling of security. And I say also, there are a lot of vulnerable people now who weren't vulnerable before as much as they are now. A lot of old people. You know this knockdown game, the stupid game some of these moron kids are doing,
yes,
where they try to knock down old people and then they take their money, their wallets? Well, they're having their homes robbed, too. And don't think these punks don't watch to see who's elderly who lives in a home. If you're a boomer and you have parents and they don't have a security system, I think you're making a mistake. Because, again, it is in the scheme of things, it's one of the most affordable things you can do. HackettSecurity.com. It's H-A-C-K-E-T-T. Check it out. Go there. It's a very impressive company. 8,000 other people in the St. Louis area think so and feel a lot safer because of it. HackettSecurity.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hello, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Well, they've got northbound 270 between Tucson Ferry and Gravois shut down due to an accident. It's been shut down, open, shut down again, and traffic is backed up to 55. And now southbound drivers, they are slowing to take a look, and traffic is slow back to Highway 44. On westbound 44 between Jamison and Shrewsbury, you've got some slow traffic due to an accident because the left lane is blocked before Shrewsbury. Westbound 40, that's slowing Hampton through McCausland, and it's heavy again, 270 out through Mason. Eastbound 70 heavy between Grand and Salisbury through 10th Street. And this traffic report is brought to you by Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Shop Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, with five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores. Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Mizzou Tigers are here on KTRS. Hi, this is Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers. A year ago, Missouri went to Texas Tech and scored early, but the Tigers lost the ballgame in Lubbock. This year, the Red Raiders come to Faurot Field in Columbia this Saturday. Join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Pre-game begins at 1:30.
Get every pass, every play right here this Saturday on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Okay, people, pay attention because I do not want to have to fail you.
Get a quick take on the day.
Say that again.
Get your eyes and ears on KTRS.com.
The internet, that thing's still around.
It's headlines and high fives.
You're the cat's pajamas, man. You're the bee's knees.
Catch the news you crave on demand.
People of Earth, hear this.
If you haven't been to KTRS.com lately, you're missing a whole new adventure.
I know this question perplexes many, and that is, where do you want to go to dinner tonight? Well, I'm here to tell you the place to go is LaRusso's on the Hill. It's one of those great Italian restaurants from a great Italian neighborhood. Rich and Terry have been celebrating LaRusso's for 25 years. These recipes have been handed down from generation to generation. Rich and Terry, matter of fact, they started dating as a busboy and a waiter. Now they run LaRusso's. It's on the Hill, 3121 Watson Road. The food is outstanding, plus they've got great banquet facilities. So if you're looking for a place to host an event, think of LaRusso's. It's a place where the movers and shakers go. It's a virtual who's who. Whether it's a first date, 50th anniversary, you want to make sure you are seen at LaRusso's. The food is outstanding, and the atmosphere even better. 314-647-6222 or LaRusso's.com. We'll see you on the Hill at LaRusso's Cucina, 3121 Watson Road, or LaRusso's.com.
Meet one of your local GEICO agents.
Hello.
She's close by.
Feel free to call or stop by anytime.
Call or pop right in for some small talk. You know, lovely weather. Fancy the game tonight? Could I save 15% or more on my car insurance? 15%? That's not small talk, is it? I never like that term. It's a bit offensive to folks like myself.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
To see how much you could save, contact your local GEICO office in St. Louis or St. Charles.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. To get a free rate quote, go to GEICO.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local GEICO office.
Is the foundation of your home solid as rock? Not necessarily. The soil that supports your home can settle and shift for all sorts of reasons, from drought to organic decay, and that means trouble. Doors and windows may stick, and cracks can form in foundation walls. You need a helping hand before the damage gets worse. PermaJack is the unique patented system that supports your foundation. Older methods, like simple concrete reinforcement, can continue to sink, but PermaJack is different. A steel pier is hydraulically forced down through the settling soil, no matter how deep. PermaJack is fast, only takes a few days, not weeks. And PermaJack is economical, no future callback expenses. The principle of hydraulically driven steel piers is the same used in stabilizing large buildings. So when your home needs a helping hand, PermaJack. Solid as rock. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553.
When family issues hit close to home, thankfully, NHC is never far away. At NHC Healthcare, care is our business. NHC has been providing a full continuum of care by offering independent and assisted living as well as skilled nursing since 1971. Providing our community's quality of care in memory, long-term care, and short-term rehabilitation services is our constant mission. If you have questions about how we can care for you or your loved one, visit us at one of our five locations at Lake St. Charles Retirement, Charlevoix Healthcare, or NHC Maryland Heights, Town and Country, and St. Charles. Come see why care is our business. All major medical insurance policies are accepted. And to learn more about how we can care for you or your loved one, visit nhccare.com. NHC, care that respects the individual, care that promotes recovery, care that is our business. Remember, visit nhccare.com. NHC, caring in a better way, day by day.
Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction, and I want to thank everyone that has supported us over the last 10 years. With your help, we have grown to become a nationally ranked exterior remodeling company. We currently hold three Angie's List Super Service Awards for roofing, siding, and windows. Qualified remodeler ranks Lane House in the top 500 nationwide at 327, up from 414 last year. For roofing, siding, windows, or gutters, call Lane House Construction, 314-845-2166 or lanehouseconstruction.com.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
It's Saturday Night Live.
That's what that always reminds me of.
Whatever gets you through the night.
Regis Philbin hangs it up tomorrow. He's 80 years old. He turned 80, I believe, this past August. We're going to get to Dr. Watanabe here in a second.
Don't you think his voice is a little grating?
Well, that's part of, I think, what sets him apart and is part of his charm or whatever you want to call it. But I have a couple of interesting little things for you about Regis, and I'm going to get to them. I got a flashing thing here. I thought that Dr. Watanabe was on the phone. He's not, is he?
No, not yet.
Okay, he'll be on any minute. Let me go ahead and share this with you now. Regis, his name is Regis Francis Xavier Philbin.
Wow.
Or Xavier, depending on how you pronounce, Xavier. He is in the Guinness Book of World Records for having spent more time in front of a TV camera than anyone else. Did you know that?
Wow.
Yes, he holds the Guinness Book record for more television FaceTime in front of the camera.
Cool. All those millionaire years helped that out, I'm sure, because that thing was running every night for an hour.
Well, if you think about that and the reruns of it, but you got to factor in, too, all the other shows this guy... He started in 1953. He did a late-night show called Westinghouse Tonight Show from Hollywood. If I read you this whole list of things, he was on a show called AM Los Angeles. It was a local morning talk show on KABC-TV with Sarah Purcell. Sarah Purcell, I believe, was a co-host on a show called That's Incredible.
Yes.
Or Real People.
Or Real People. I think it was Real People. Was he on with Joey Bishop?
Yes, he was Joey Bishop's sidekick on the late night show that went up to rival Carson. But get this, and I remember watching this and what a horrible show it was. In the early 70s, he commuted every weekend to St. Louis, and he did a show. He would film it, and then they would play it late. It was called Regis Philbin's Saturday Night in St. Louis on Channel 4. Does anybody remember this?
No.
I remember hearing about it, yeah.
It was horrible.
That it was just a local show here.
Horrible. I watched it, and I thought, this is embarrassing. I thought, this guy must be starving for money. But no. He's a wealthy, wealthy guy. He's just one of those guys who has to be in show business. He had to be in front of a camera. He's done books. They list him, if you go to his bio, it says he's an American media personality, actor, and singer.
Oh,
singer?
I didn't know that.
I think the singing part is more of a, you know, he probably did a couple of those, you know, like William Shatner did an album where he sang badly. I think
Regis was a decent singer.
Maybe he was.
I think he was.
1967 was the Joey Bishop sidekick thing. He didn't like it. He said because Bishop made so much fun of him and he became a buffoon at the expense of, you know, at his own expense, because Joey Bishop he just didn't like the position that Bishop put him. But there's a lot more to Regis Philbin, and when you start to look at all the shows he's done, it doesn't surprise me at all. He's in the Guinness Book for having been on more television than anybody else. And that's, when you think about it, that's a lot of thousands and thousands of hours on TV. Now, I've got a guy on the phone who is in the Guinness Book of World Records as being the hardest working dentist in the United States of America.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. Hang on a second. No, it's not yet. It's not published yet. Okay, apparently it hasn't been published yet, but look for it soon in the Guinness Book of World Records. Look under Hardest Working Dentist, and it'll say this guy right here. Please welcome to the airwaves, and I don't think he's been on this show in all the years that I've talked about Ballast Dental Care, like maybe twice, Dr. Douglas T. Watanabe.
Yeah.
Hello, doctor.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Real good. I don't have as much fun as you guys do. I have a lot of fun, but it sounds like you guys have a blast every day.
No, we don't.
We're good fakers.
You are right. It does sound that way. And that's part, it's like it's an acting job. And our job, well, here, it's no different. I've been in your office essentially every year for 38 years. You always look like you are in a great mood. You love being there. You can't possibly like going into the dental clinic every single day. But you must, because you're still doing it.
Well, there had to be a patient along the way that had some really bad breath or something.
You know what?
Grin and bear it.
I'll bet if you wanted to write a book about patients and their breath or their just things that happen in the dental chair, I'll bet there's some great stories there.
Yeah, you know what? The best stories are the ones come from the listeners, Frank, and your show. Hey, yeah. You've got some real loyal people. They drive from Springfield, Illinois, Cape Girardeau, all over Illinois, and they don't think anything of it. And they say, I ask them, why are you here? Because Frank, his show, AM and PM, they said to come in. And so on another side of the fence is, boy, I'm telling you, you guys have no idea the influence you have on people. It's almost like the people that come in from you are like personal referrals, for sure.
Yeah, they're great people. Now, I'm assuming today that you wanted to talk about this oral sedation consultation that you're offering. Am I right, or is there
yes,
some other...
Yes. You know, there are a lot of people that are afraid to come into the dentist, and
what?
We thought that from now to the end of the year, we'd anybody that wants to come in, we will be glad to give them a complimentary consultation. It's worth $250, have every kind of image taken of their teeth digitally, give them a real good alternatives on what their treatment and that would be. And so anybody that listens to you, if they want a sort of
save,
a complimentary exam. And
save some money.
Yeah, sure. And also along with that is over the holidays and coming into the end of the year, a whitening system that is normally a value of $300, if they want to give it as a gift, we will make them custom trays and the latest chemicals for $100. So, I think we're trying to be of value and be of service to your listeners.
Well, when people are afraid to go to the dentist, it's a tremendous fear. It's not like anything else. I mean, it's even hard to compare it to other things they're afraid of. And I think sometimes you have to, whatever it is that you say that are the magic words, or whatever it is you can come up with that day, and because of that, they go, all right, that's it. I'm finally going to go in. And I know, you've told me, there have been people that have come in. How long have we been doing this? 10 or 12 years we've been talking about this.
Yes.
And there are people that admit they've heard it and heard it and heard it, and finally, for whatever reason, one day they decide, that's it. I have to go in and get my mouth straightened out. And maybe this will be that thing for a lot of people, that you can get the free consultation about oral sedation, you can get the images, the x-rays taken, all of that at no charge, and give them a clear picture of what it is they need to have done and what it'll cost. And let's talk about this cost thing for a minute, because I know a lot of people say, well, you know, I know my mouth is a mess, but it costs a fortune. It's not going to get any less expensive. It's only going to get more expensive, because the more damage that's done, the more work that has to be done. What do you say to those people? Is there a financing?
Well, we always try to work in parameters of people's budgets, and we like to take priorities first. You know, there's phased treatment also. So whatever works for someone, what they're comfortable with, and I think communication about all aspects of what we find, what we see about the alternatives of treatment, and one thing, if they understand it, and they feel good in their heart about what they hear and what they're comfortable with, I think that's the main thing, is just make people, you know, we're not trying to talk people into anything at all. It's just be an educator, an explainer, give them options, and make them feel comfortable. And if they have fear, then we address that by doing sedation. A lot of times after people do get sedated and they're half asleep or in real calm about getting things done, you develop a relationship, and about I'd say over half the people never have to be sedated again.
Yeah, and I want to thank you for something. We had a dentist on the other day. He's a retired dentist, and he's been retired for a while. He invented the world's loudest whistle, and he also has invented a toothpaste for kids that changes color when you've brushed long enough. And I want to thank you for not inventing anything, because if you had, you would have retired as a dentist, and then I don't know what I'd have done. You know, 38 years I've been coming in there, and I've never wanted to go anywhere else. And you said one thing I just want to hit on. You don't have to have everything done at once, but the priorities, if your priority is, I am tired of having aching, I'm tired of being in pain, let's get that taken care of first. Then you can go from there, and I'm glad you said that, because I think sometimes people think it's all or nothing.
That's right, yep.
Hey, someone just called and said they haven't been to the dentist in 30 years, and he's been listening, and he is going to call Ballast Dental Care and make an appointment, because he said he's scared to death to go to the dentist.
Well, he won't be after he gets in your office. Give him your phone number, doctor.
314-432-5544. Ballast Dental Care.
Listen, you're a tremendous dentist. Your whole office is the best of the best, and I don't ever, do not ever leave until you talk to me about it first, okay?
Hey, you guys are great. You're great support to us, and we talk you up, brother.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for the support for the show and for what you
do.
And thanks for coming on every 5 years on the air with us.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
We'll
have a good
again.
Day.
Thank you, Doctor. Dr. Watanabe. Douglas D. Obi Watanabe. Ballast Dental Care, ballastdentalcare.com, and to that guy who called, you are absolutely gonna be so glad you finally went in there. We have to take a break. I'll catch you up on some other business later. Big 550 KTRS.
The fire's lit, your family's near. The holidays are almost here, but if you still aren't up to speed, a trip to Kohl's is all you need. For ornaments to add some zest, or the perfect gift, a faux fur vest. A Seiko watch that will make him smile. A sweater dress that's just her style. To see big smiles on all their faces, just let Kohl's help cover your bases.
This Friday and Saturday, everything is on sale at Kohl's. All departments, no exclusions. With the perfect gifts at the perfect prices, you'll love to give and be happy to save. Kohl's, expect great things.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host